AP News for this Saturday, August 24th. I'm Jackie Quinn. NASA's keeping two astronauts up in space.
A commitment to safety.
Rather than trying to bring them back to Earth in the troubled Starliner spacecraft made by Boeing. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, already staying 2 months longer than expected on the International Space Station, will be there for quite a while longer.
Return with Crew 9. Next February, and that Starliner will return uncrewed.
The Islamic State group is now claiming responsibility for a knife attack in Western Germany. It happened during a festival. 3 people were killed. Negotiators in the ceasefire talks for Israel are holding weekend meetings in Cairo. CIA Director Bill Burns is joining his Egyptian counterpart and Qatar's foreign minister, while Israeli strikes in Gaza continue. Here's our Rika Ann Garcia.
The Israeli military stated that their troops targeted Hamas infrastructure in the Gaza Strip. At least 36 Palestinians were killed in multiple Israeli strikes. 11 members of the same family, including children.
In Ukraine, it's Independence Day, marked by a prisoner swap with Russia, involving more than 115 troops from each side. Tropical storm warnings are up for Hawaii's Big Island, with the approach of Tropical Storm Hone to the south. Meteorologist Derek Rowe.
Winds, possibly upwards of 40 miles per hour with gusts to 60 miles per hour.
It's still summer, but in Northern California, cold air from the Gulf of Alaska has led to snowfall in California's Donner Pass region and Mount Rainier in Washington State. This is AP News. A fight over tribal sacred land.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. A federal judge temporarily blocked exploratory drilling in Arizona for a lithium project that Native American leaders say will harm land they've used for religious and cultural ceremonies for centuries. It's among the latest legal fights pitting tribes and environmentalists against the Biden administration's green energy projects. The tribe accuses federal land managers of illegally approving the drilling plan halfway between Phoenix and Las Vegas. Israeli Orthodox Jews took to the streets against compulsory army service this week. Charles Deledesma has more.
Hundreds of ultra-Orthodox Jews demonstrate outside the Israeli military enlistment office in Jerusalem. Approximately 3,000 have received summons in recent weeks after Israel's Supreme Court ordered the government to begin drafting them into the army.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.